The first Veritas Film Festival is currently underway at the Roland Theater in Phillipsburg and the Ritz Theater in Clearfield. WPSU's Addison Godfrey reports.
Hollywood filmmaker Spencer Fulmar grew up in the Phillipsburg area. He returned to his hometown this week to bring the Veritas Film Festival to the community. Over the course of the past week, Veritas has screened a variety of films that Fulmar says all share a common thread.
Veritas is Latin for truth, so we want to showcase films from around the globe across 7 days in seven categories that exhibit truth and beauty through cinema.
Among the seven categories are student films, feature films, films made in Pennsylvania, and documentaries, all centered on the idea of truthfulness in representation and expression. Cinnamon Montville, a filmmaker from Dubois, also returned to the area to attend the festival. She was accompanied by Jackie Siegel, the subject of Montville's first feature film as a director. The Siegels had been in the process of building America's biggest house near Orlando, Florida, when their 18-year-old daughter, Victoria, died from a heroin overdose. Jackie Siegel talks about her daughter's death in the documentary.
It's so hard to describe a mother's pain for losing a child. And I didn't realize she had a problem. After Victoria's death, I almost don't care about my own life anymore, you know? It's just like a part of me died.
Montville says it was an eye-opening experience to film Siegel trying to cope and move forward after her daughter's death.
As a filmmaker, having the camera on that and getting to see this story and this real raw discovery of how to get through this grief process, it was very powerful for me to be able to see, and then to be able to put it together was like, it was just an honor.
The documentary, titled Princess of Versailles, shows how the Siegels have become activists. They formed the Victoria's Voice Foundation to raise awareness of the opioid epidemic and increase access to life-saving drugs like naloxone. Jackie Siegel says this work is in honor of her daughter.
Victoria's legacy is to save lives. And I know in Orlando, Florida, we already have put the naloxone in all the police cars, the first responders, and the college campuses there. And it's been used, the sheriff's office told us, it's been used over 100 times. So that's 100 lives that I know that Victoria is responsible for saving.
Fulmar is also working on a film about the opioid crisis. The movie, Shooting Heroin, was filmed in central Pennsylvania. Fulmar says Jackie Siegel appears in his film.
I connected with Jackie because of the loss of her daughter over the opioid epidemic. And really, with this film, we're connecting with anyone who is trying to, you know, do something for positive change for this epidemic.
Fulmar says both films show this type of positive change, which is at the heart of the Veritas Film Festival.
In some small way, all of our films, I feel like, touch on important subject matters. With Princess of Versailles, you know, it's about opioid addiction and overdose and loss. And yet, even in this film, the filmmakers and Jackie Siegel talk about even how something very terrible and a tragedy, something good can come from that. And that's what I think Veritas is about.
I'm Addison Godfrey, WPSU.